Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 524. Today, Brian asks,
do you think it would go over well if an author put the music playlist they listened to while they wrote the book at the end of each chapter? I think this is another idea to personalize the experience for the reader.
At the end of each chapter might be going a little far. Anything that interrupts the flow of the story puts you in between the reader and the story, and that's not really a good idea from my perspective. I think the reader needs elbow room to experience the story on the reader's own terms. Now, that said, if you wanted to put that playlist in an appendix or in your author's note at the end, that could be a lot of fun. I've toyed with doing that on a few occasions. One of the ways that I get characters sometimes is I develop characters from songs I really like. Because a lot of songs are essentially character sketches or short stories from the points of view of different characters. And if you read them that way, you can pull a lot of interesting characters from songs. And it's not copyright infringement, but you can get ideas for characters that you might not normally come up with on your own. So one of the ways that I've used from time to time to keep myself true to a given character is that if I'm writing a scene from that character's point of view, I will put on the songs that helped inspire the character or that I associate with the character, and that will help me get into the groove if I'm having trouble. So, yeah, in the afterword and the author's note, I think that there are some readers who would eat that up and others pretty much wouldn't care. But I would be leery of any impulse you have on a global basis, any impulse you have that puts yourself between your book and the reader. The reader should be able to get the experience out of your book that you're wanting them to have without your telling them how to feel or telling them what to think while they're doing it. All of that should come through the story. And if it doesn't, it means that you have further to go as a writer. And putting training wheels on yourself like that is probably going to be bad for your long-term development as a writer, and your readers will probably find it off-putting. So I would advise against that or anything like it. But as bonus content that comes afterwards that allows readers to re-experience your story maybe in a different way, I think it's a brilliant idea. And you shouldn't hesitate to make it available on your website or any afterword or somewhere that the readers can find it and then use that as a different gateway into the same story. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.